And now Dial, a soap that stops odor before it starts, presents Dial Dave Garraway. Don't get up. It's only us. Most every day, in fact. And we're all for you sitting down instead of getting up. And Connie Russell can stand up, and Big Jack Haskell, and Yard Van Dam semi-recumbent quintet, and the rest of the Dial Soap gang. We see if we can shine up the day a little bit from a sitting position. Dial can brighten up your whole day, I bet you know, huh? Dial can do it by kicking out the old worry you might have about perspiration odor. Because there just isn't any such thing for people who use Dial every day in their tub or shower. The AT7 in Dial destroys the little skin bacteria that mostly cause it, you see. Leaves you fresh and clean all over, all day.
Dial, that's D-I-A-L, Dial soap. The newest, nicest way to stay free from odor, safe all day.
And a pretty one it is, too, in our town. Hey, I read this morning that it was this in the paper, I think. You read things and you can't remember where you got them? I read that it takes, every year, 5,000 elephants to make our piano keys. Isn't it remarkable what they can train those animals to do? Wonderful like that. Remarkable what you can train a male-type singer to do.
Hey, excuse me a minute, Dave. Yeah. Did you see the wonderful curls on the little girl in the first row there?
She'd never do in South Pacific, would she, Connie? They're too long and pretty.
Look how long they are. Boy, wonderful. What a place to park your gum. Wow.
Anybody ever do that to you, honey? Put gum in those pretty long curls? Don't ever let anybody cut them off. When they're 10 feet long, let me know. I'll be waiting. Who's going to do some work here?
We're both going to.
Oh, this is the irregular can't-make-up-my-mind clock song.
Right.
That's right.
Go, go, go.
There was a man like you and me, as simple as a man could ever be. And he was happy as a king, except for one peculiar thing. He had a clock that worked all right. It worked all right, but not exactly quite. Instead of going tick-tock-tick, tick, the crazy clock went tock, tick, tock.
The poor old man just raved and raved because nobody could say why his silly clock behaved that hickory-dickory way.
But now a famous man is he. He owns a public curiosity. From far and wide the people flock to hear the syncopated clock.
Tick-a-tock, tick-a-tock. There's a zing in the swing of that clock.
Tock-a-tick, tock-a-tick. Don't you think it's a marvelous trick?
Ting-a-ling, boing, boing, ting-a-ling. Boing, boing. There's a song in the bong of that ring.
Ling-a-ting, ling-a-ting. Don't you think it's a wonderful thing? The experts came to hear and see, but none of them could solve the mystery. They called Professor Einstein, too. He said, there's nothing I can do.
But soon the fickle human race will find another freak to take its place. And one fine day the man will hock the poor old syncopated clock.
The same man who wrote the Sleigh Ride song wrote that, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. Leroy Anderson. Anderson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leroy.
Leroy.
If no one in the world likes that song, I know one fellow that does. The guy that gets to play the woodblocks. Hairless Max Marriott.
Tick-tock. Over it in. So I got a publicity release this morning in the mail from the National Father's Day Committee. The committee held a big luncheon in New York last week, and they elected the leading fathers of the United States. I think I ought to read you the list of leading fathers from the publicity sheet here. There were Senator Kefauver, Eddie Cantor, James Stewart, Phil Rizzuto, Abe Burrows, Tallulah Bankhead. Tallulah Bankhead? I beg your pardon. Tallulah was elected father's favorite female. That's different. Why, certainly, darling, certainly. Had me worried for a little while.
She would make a dandy little Father's Day present, though, wouldn't you?
Interesting package, I'm sure. Yes. What are you going to give Dad for Father's Day? I remember several years ago I gave my dad 6 bow ties, and he went right out and tied one on. Worked out fine. Let's
Art
laugh
likes
on
that.
The same day, anyhow, Van Dam.
Art thinks that's real good.
You can use him. Big John's going to do one that I like very much. Maybe you will, too. Yours to command.
My life and my love, dear, I place in your hands. They're yours and yours only. I'm yours to command. The castles you've dreamed of, the things that you've planned, I'll make them come true, love. I'm yours to command. I may not have fame, I may not have wealth, but darling, I'll find a way. Whatever it is, whatever it is, I'll bring on a golden tray. I love you so madly, and here where we stand, I give myself gladly. I'm yours to command.
That wasn't so hard now, was it? Not at all. Hey, do you like to just sit there in the tub and fool around sometimes? I guess everybody does. Next time you're just sitting there in the tub, or shower too for that matter, try a little thing. Take a minute off and feel the creamy lather that Dial soap has between your fingers. Just rub it around and let it feel good. I'll bet you loads of people buy Dial just because it feels so good. Not because it's such a wonderful complexion soap, or because it has AT7, because it has a mild and fragrant aroma all its own, just because it feels so good. It does. It feels like thick, rich, raw silk. But the big extra in Dial, you don't feel or see or smell or anything. The thing that makes Dial such a superb complexion soap, different, far different than any ordinary soap, is an invisible ingredient called AT7. AT7, you see, destroys little skin bacteria, the same ones that live on everybody and often aggravate and spread the surface blemishes that so many of us have. Adolescents especially have heartbreaking worries about complexion care lots of times. Teenagers know that Dial soap with AT7 can so effectively clean, it leaves your skin cleaner, fresher than any other soap can do. Comes now in the new complexion size, too, for washstands. And the big old bathtub size, tub or shower. Mild, fragrant Dial soap with its AT7 is just waiting to show you. And how good it feels, too. This is one of the little souvenirs that Arthur...
Excuse me, Dave.
Yes, Charles, I'll excuse you.
You know, I told you that the mail had fallen off a little bit in the last week or so. I figured out why. It isn't anything we've been doing, I guess. But I think the people are waiting for Macy's and Gimbel's to mark the stamps down a little bit.
I want that one in the middle. I wonder if that battle is over down there. I understand Macy's offered Gimbel's for sale the other day.
They get the price of something down to nothing, and they don't know where to go from there.
I can tell them. Arthur's going to do one of the real souvenirs of his collection of gentle things on the accordion. Sometimes I don't believe how pretty this is. Thank you. the touch of your lips as you've never heard it. Because Lou Scaliger had on the bass had a sneeze all the way through there. And he held it in until the very last bar. There it is now. It finally came out. Doesn't that feel good? Mm. I was talking to my... Sir? Dear sir or madam? I was talking to my landlord today about moving out of the house I live in, and he was calling my attention to some of the fine print. You got fine print in your lease like that? If you have, I can tell you what to do about it. What one guy did who had a lot of fine print. The lease said the tenant must leave the apartment in the same condition as he found it. And he'd had a lot of trouble with the landlord, so when he moved out, he lived up to every word of the lease. He carefully cracked 3 living room windows, greased the wallpaper, and put 12 cockroaches under the kitchen sink. Anybody know where I can get a few cockroaches? I want to hear Connie kiss me. Naturally.
Give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? What are you gonna miss, will ya, huh?
Gosh, oh gee, why do I refuse? I can't see what I've got to lose.
Give me a little squeeze, will ya, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue?
I wouldn't say a word if you were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl?
Give me a little kiss, will ya, huh?
And I'll give it right back to you. Give me a little coat, will ya, huh? Sable or mink or goat, will ya, huh? My poor wrist as bare as it can be. Won't you buy a golden band for me? Ah, oh, give me a little car, will ya, huh? That would be mighty nice of you. An aeroplane, a motorboat, some pearls or diamond rings. But, honey, if you feel you just can't afford to buy those things, then give me a little kiss.
Yeah.
Will you, huh? And I'll give it right back.
And we'll take it right back.
And I'll give it right back to you.
Well, the Breathless Four had a little arrangement there, but we all came out on the wrong side of the fence. I think on the right side of the fence is old Pretty Eyes Prentice and Connie, though, and a sweet little song about another fine armor product. Isn't it, Connie?
It's the secret of youth, chiffon soap flakes, the secret of youth for everything you wash by hand, including your hands.
Yes, you'll find chiffon soap flakes, the secret of youth for all the beautiful things you wash by hand, including your hands to do dishes every day.
Honestly, chiffon is just wonderful for all your prettiest clothes. Chiffon's especially good for fine cottons and easy-going on girdles, too.
And that's for sure, because chiffon, you see, is pure soap. No purer soap was ever made. And chiffon soap flakes are free from strong alkalis that harm fine fabrics or fade exciting colors. And all your white things stay really white and snowy. Yes, your nylon lingerie, your lovely silks and rayons keep their brand new look when you wash them in pure chiffon.
It's the secret of youth, chiffon soap flakes, the secret of youth for everything you wash by hand, including your hands.
Well, back to the mines for us. Little one, until tomorrow. And until then, peace.
Tomorrow and each weekday at this same time, Armour and Company invite you to dial Dave Garraway.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.